Republican U.S. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa made a visit to Lamar's Friday morning as part of her 99-county tour. Ernst met with Lamar's Police Chief Kevin Vanderbeck, Plymouth County Sheriff Jeff DeBrink, Chief Deputy Rick Singer, Plymouth County Supervisor Mike Van Otterloo, Lamar's Mayor Dick Kirchhoff, and State House Representative Dr. Tom Jennery. Ernst inquired about the conditions facing local law enforcement agencies.
Coming into this area, I wanted to make sure with all of the issues that we have seen over the course of the last year, of course, kind of that pinnacle moment with George Floyd's death, but then the follow-on activities with the rioting and the call to defund the police. Just in these recent weeks, we have seen sharply increasing rates of crime across the country. And I just wanted to hear in this setting, you know, what they are seeing, what the sheriff's seeing, what the chief is seeing, and how they're working in their own community.
Ernst was asked if the crime wave seen in larger metropolitan cities is beginning to infiltrate into smaller Iowa communities.
Yes, and what they pointed out, which I thought was very interesting, is that with a spike in communities surrounding Iowa, like a spike in crime in Chicago, a spike in crime in Rochester, all of that is bleeding into Iowa. And one thing we don't think about is that nexus of crime, you know, the where maybe some of those networks begin, but then how they spread. If they're not being kept in check in some of those larger cities, then certainly they're going to spread to the more rural areas. And that's what we've seen in Iowa.
One area of discussion that involved everyone was the situation with mental health patients and what can be done. Sheriff Jeff DeBrink and Chief Kevin Vanderbeck both expressed an interest in seeing additional hospital beds dedicated for mental health patients. Too many times, law enforcement officials are called to deal with a mental health patient, and many times the only option is to place the individual inside a jail facility. During her time with the news media, Ernst commented on the situation in Afghanistan and the recent announcement by President Joe Biden to completely remove all American troops out of Afghanistan by late August. Ernst, a past military combat veteran and a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, stated she thinks it will be a mistake to leave the troubled region.
I'm very disappointed that we've set a random timeline to withdraw our troops, and the troop withdrawal is nearly complete at this point. The plan, it was hasty, haphazard, and certainly we will see an increase in terrorism as the Taliban is sweeping through Afghanistan. I also rejected this idea when President Trump was in office. He wanted to pull all of the troops out of Afghanistan as well. I do think that we have an obligation to those interpreters that are still in Afghanistan, those that have supported our American military. And President Biden withdrew the troops so fast, we have left behind all of those that have helped us. So we do know that if the Taliban has their way, they'll eliminate anybody that worked with American troops. So this is very concerning to me.
Iowa Senator then explained why it is still important that the United States have a constant presence in Afghanistan.
We need stability in that region, and the reason we went to Afghanistan was to keep terrorism away from our shores. We did that successfully for 20 years, and now there is no guarantee that we won't see that same type of activity occurring as terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda and the Taliban use Afghanistan as a staging base.
Wet Nose Animal Rescue Organization presented its Friend of the Organization Award Thursday evening. Jim and Roxy Anderson were presented the honor for this year. This is the second time for the award, with the inaugural award presented last year to Lamar's veterinarian, Dr. John Conley. The Andersons hosted a fundraiser garden party Thursday evening for the Animal Rescue Organization. Roxy Anderson says she was surprised by the honor.
Yes, it was. I think the veterinary was the one last year, so it was a surprise.
Andersons own a few cats, and they appreciate animals. Jim Anderson tells of their love for animals and their thoughts towards the local startup Animal Rescue Organization.
We just have a strong feeling towards animals. I think it's like some people say, if you want to judge your character of an individual, see how they treat animals. And we feel that way. We feel sorry for animals, I guess, but we've worked with the Siouxland Humane Society. We've done work with them and supported them, and we're supporting this organization here that getting started to help with animals that are need to be rescued, those that need a home. It's a worthwhile organization. We're hoping for them to get off and get to full steam ahead.
Nearly 30 people had attended Thursday evening's garden party, with many sharing their compliments to the Andersons for having such a wonderful and colorful, expansive flower garden with many different types of flowers. Jim talks about their interest in growing a flower garden.
I think it just came natural. We've been at it. My parents were farmers, I guess, so we're got started with the soil, I guess, and as a background. But over the years, we've just expanded, and we start many of our flowers by seed. And some of the varieties we like, we save the seed over and just continue each year.
Andersons took the opportunity to place signs in their garden to help visitors identify the various plants. Roxy says that there are more than 50 different types of flowering plants, and she names her favorite.
We got to the number of 50 different specimens, and then we decided that we'd just put the regular name down. It's a hosta, it's a daylily, and we work a little bit each week in the garden. It's really my project, and Jim does the raising of the plants to put in, and then he lets me weed them.
Now, do you have a particular favorite type of flower or plant that you have in your garden?
I like the astabel, and I like the roses. I've had pretty good luck with keeping the roses over the winter.
The Andersons not only have a large flower garden, but they also have a vegetable garden complete with tomatoes, beans, and other various types of produce. Both Jim and Roxy are retired, and they say that they do spend several hours each week of the spring and summer months within those gardens, pruning, weeding, and watering those gardens. Jim says that they irrigate their gardens at least twice a week.
We probably try a couple of times a week anyway to get them. Of course, by the time we start in the front yard, then it's next to the backyard and work with it. But with the dry period, no matter what watering we did, it just didn't seem to do as well as what Mother Nature did.
Roxy says that they have various types of plants that bloom at different times of the year through the spring and summer months and right up into the early autumn.
Yes, we have something starting in spring with the tulips, and then we go to the iris and also the peonies, and then a few weeks ago we had the lilies blooming. Now we have the daylilies blooming, and then it'll be the phlox, and on we go.
The Andersons say that they store many of their annuals and perennials over the winter in a heated shed near their gardens, ready for planting the next coming spring. While some areas of the state had sweet corn available right after the 4th of July, growers here in northwest Iowa are just now rolling out their crop. Lynn Buss has been growing and selling the Iowa favorite near Lamar's for more than 30 years and was worried that the very dry conditions would leave him with no crop to sell this year. Buss says that the rains in the last couple of weeks saved his crop. He said that the plants didn't all develop together, and he has a range of maturities, and he is known as Mr. Sweet Corn around the area, and says that everyone is after him about the arrival of the first ears. Buss started selling this year's sweet corn crop yesterday. He says that he enjoys providing sweet corn to people, but is thinking at age 70, he may retire from the job within the next year or so.